be back, Doc. If I told you this, I don't know. And if I did, I wouldn't know why he'd tell me to say it again. That glance is what I looked at you funny, because I seen him using you. And it wasn't, it didn't look like the usual habitat. It looked like you'd taken a trip or been on a mission field, come back and back and back. There's a call on you. In Jesus' name. And at first it'd probably be a little hard for you to believe, but he stopped everything to say that. So. Up there, huh? There? You ready for it to go? It's leaving. Let's make sure it don't come back. Father, in Jesus' name, now. There. Okay. He did it. Do you like my preaching? How about Bronk? See, there was more necks than you thought. Where there's a head, there's a neck. In the fullness that he took our pains, hit me. He got rid of mine. Remember, had a growth coming out of my side, about the size of a tennis ball. Blood in my urine. I don't know what all I had. Vertebrae tilted out against the nerve, I mean, that I couldn't set up or set down hardly. Till I'd try to force it back in. I was laying on the floor in Texas praying, calling myself healed. I made a certain move, and all of a sudden, never went out again. Then I was in the middle of a step, stepping down from our, just like that, same area where the pulpit is. And I stepped down, and just as my foot hit that first step, all that vanished out of my side. See, God being not a man, he can't lie. He's not a man that he can lie. See, he can't. He can't. That's why he said, "You surely die." Somebody had to die. 4,000 years ahead of time, he had to tell Satan, "Born a woman to be a seed and bruise your head." Then he judged him. Somebody had to die. See, he can't lie. And he took this. He took this. In Jesus' name. It's all finished. He took this. Took it. Well, God just left it on me a while to teach me something. He don't do that. He doesn't do that. Well, I learned from it. If you, think he'd put you through something like that as a teaching process? Paul, in his studies, he says, sure, you might as well learn from them, but that's not why they come. Let no man say, when he's tempted, tested, or tried, he's tempted, tested, or tried of God. God cannot be tempted, tested, tried with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Every man is tempted, tried, and tested, when he's drawn away by his own lust and enticed. You want the rest of it? You're healed. La 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 la. I don't know why I gave my testimony tonight and all of that. I hope it helped some of you. I accidentally prayed it out. And in the process, he taught me. I prayed it out enough for him to be able to teach me what was doing it. I knew prayer had something to do with it, but I didn't know what exactly. You're more so, can't you? Neck?
My both shoulders.
Tendons in the shoulders.
And the chest pains.
They're going. Yes, they are. They're going. There will be no more chest pains. Raise those arms up. Father, in the name of Jesus now, no more pains in that area either. Absolutely be healed in the name of Jesus. I call it done. Oh, kilo malachi. Orandare ki somote la comase. When I see something, sometimes I don't know how to handle it, and I've been in this 40 years. I guess I can just say it. That's going to change. It obviously was some growths in the breast. Not him. You'll feel so good when you drive home, you might fall asleep. But Jesus is a good driver, though. You're going to let him drive. Most preachers I know can drive a good iron. Oh, he brought the growth back. He's not going to let it go. You need to get rid of that. It's gone now. Might as well go now. Don't you think? Going to go away. Let's leave it. That's his power that's doing it. We'll get a message. We're getting there. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some good driving. So how long you had this condition? Hadn't been able to walk really a year. A disc and a cervical pinched nerve, and a disc is destroyed. Pardon? Hit her and she starts getting electricity, got in her hands, and she got up and fell down, and that was it. And okay, raise those up, both arms high as you can. Can you raise them? This will be for your nervous system. Father, in the name of Jesus, all the way through. Oh, Jesus. Lord, save this system. Cure our pains. Ooh. Yeah, muscle. Can I see your feeties? Now your other feetie. Father, in the name of Jesus, be healed. All of that's moved a half inch. About half inch, enough to correct nerve endings. Of course, you're. Yes, sir. So, Father, and in the name of Jesus, you've taken this all the way down her back, repairing everything so she can walk. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, a step. Yes, yes. Yes, you are. You are. Yes. Yes. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Oh. Going from not standing to walking. This is just the beginning. Oh, yeah. Look at you. As we walk. Jesus' name, that's gone. You can't stay. You can't stay back. You are healed. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I will give you the glory and the praise. Yes. Then you're going to see When that adjusts now to everything. You're walking now. You couldn't do this before. Okay, bring it back so she can sit down. Could you stand up before like this? Not take the steps. She could not take one step. Well, that means that's healed. Now she'll have to work herself up. I mean, now she can walk. And you know what? I think he'll work with her on her metabolism too. I really do. He's saving her life. Hallelujah. How many believes the next time you see her, she'll probably walk in? Yes. Next time, she'll walk in. Get rid of this thing if it keeps lying. Don't talk me. Okay. Another lady was ready to get up. A lady, when we talked about those growths. You started to, you should come. The only faith he needs from you usually is just to go. Come up. Yes. You know, your countenance even looks a little bit different. See, it really does. She's taking it on. This means she walks again. Yes. There. It hurts. You was healed last year.
Yeah, that lasted 1 year.
The healing has lasted a whole year.
And it came back.
Thanks, it's coming back. Doctor doesn't even know what it is. It hurts. Raise those arms up again for me. Yep, they're good. In the name of Jesus, cease now. Cease. No more pain. Get him a chair. No more pain. Sit down. We'll get those nerves from one end of your body to the other. Now the other one. Look at that. He's a heel off. Ready? Father, in Jesus' name, release that now. How do you imagine happened inside there for that to change? That's it. Try that out. Husband?
Yes. My husband.
And you hurt here, too? And you know it's going to go, don't you? Your countenance so changed, I can't help but look at you.
That's right. So much.
Everything's going to change. You know, I saw even your weight lose its battle. Yes. I want to see you next year. You will be here. Walk in and show, that's right. And it hurts through there. Okay, raise. Jesus. Yeah. Raise those arms up. Jesus' name. When that started shoving itself so hard, I figured it was going to get higher than the other one. In Jesus' name, a little curvature has gone bye-bye. La, 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 la. When you dance with your husband, your head will stay still and your body will go like this. No. No, I can't help it. I move. You got it. Try that out. It's popping. Get the chair for her. All of it, Father. All of it. Jesus' name, now, 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 thank you, thank you. Ooh, now even it, Father, even it. You can now. Anybody got a jogging suit for her? She can go out tonight. And, yeah, he straightens your spine out. Time this is over, and we'll even have a line and pray for every one of you and that wants it. See if he says anything, or if you want. Well, I can tell you those pains that you got kind of suddenly, and you were surprised after that. Passed, but then it came back again. God, that's your heart. So if I haven't prayed for you, and that's you, he wouldn't be telling me again. Come here. I mean, he wouldn't be telling me for the same person again. They got you, didn't they? Pain all over it. Your back. Raise his arms up. Might as well get her a chair ready. Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, oh, oh. About 2.5 inches. You're off. Now sit down. You don't aligning your back. All that was going back in, this, having curvature taken out, it's a lot of pain comes from that area of the body. Get that taken care of, you won't have any, you know. See, it's that side too. See where that heel is? You ready? Straighten it, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, my goodness. What is your name? Angelita, you got it. That leg's a little longer now. Good. I think it's a good thing you came. You'll be able to push it to the limit, in other words. You can take off and run 5 miles and tell a difference in it. I mean a real difference. He's doing it right now. All this, the first time I picked it up like this, it's it must be your nerves. Something is wrong with, because you don't hardly understand yourself. You've been getting angry real easy and short with people. Do I have to say all of this? I wouldn't come up if it was me. I mean, at first I thought it was okay until I started naming them off. And, do you want to come up? Well, honest people get healed. You know what? Honest people get healed.
That's right.
Your nerves might be a little short, you know. Raise those arms up like they don't, can't take too much. Well, pretty bad. Your thumb is at the bottom of your other thumb. Father Jesus, name, not anymore. Yes, that affects. I mean, anything to do with your nerves, it affects that emotional state, which is being absolutely healed in the name of Jesus now. Boy, you're going to say, this is not me. How old are you? About 20? Did we already take the offer? Come here. Nerves? The family might agree. Is that what you brought prayer for? Yeah, there is something there that can be healed. You're right. Throw them up. Look at that. Fangirl on that. Ready? Jesus. No, you didn't do that, and I didn't. Wait a minute. You mean he healed her? Oh, no. This is church. He knows all about you, and he loves you. Look what he did for you. Did you know your life's going to change for the good? Guess who might get? What about college? Are you saying when you gave that testimony early on, Brother Roberson, that all of that happened to you, motor homes and car, because you prayed that? Yes. And the same prayer got me out of not being able to teach or preach. The same praying. Yes, I do. You think that would work for me, praying in tongues? No, he just likes to listen. Your mom? Hi. Liver? Okay. Her liver? Her nerves. Okay, you didn't say an organ then. Yeah, he can heal nerves. And no, I can't. Guys, he heals what causes. Usually people have bad nerves because it didn't grow somewhere. They created. When I say that, they're always reacting on mad and short nerves. But it's something he can heal. And that's what he's doing, because already his power has been building and saturating her. In Jesus' name. You be healed in those nerves. You can't stay. Her body was going down and her hands were asking for help. You know what to be free of nerves feels like? It's not to be worrying and being quiet and having a good time when there's nothing going on. What is it? Start with this then, okay? Up. Nope. Nothing wrong there. But anything that is, he knows about it. And he'll put his hand on you because you love him and you want to serve him. He loves you. Oh yeah, you're going to feel different. In Jesus' name, release and glory on her. For century after century, my word would gain strength and be manifested only to slowly being changed back into nothing almost, and then I would regain ground and build it back up, and then again it would cycle and people would turn loose of it, and it would go down. And in those centuries that passed, one after another, there was always those who would not let go and carry, even if they were alone, the truth and rekindle it. Hear what the Spirit would say. That the things that's happening in the body of Christ are good in the ways of media and new ways to inform people that want to be saved. But not near the power is being manifested that I've made available. So don't let yourself depend only on the visual. But you need to have the signs and wonders put right in the sinner's front room. And hear what the Spirit would say. That mine anointings are of such that even those in hearing distance, as the crowds of 5,000, would be healed at one time. You think I'm limited to anything? I died that you could cope with kids. I took your place and I died that you might go free. I took your diseases that you might be free. And I ask you to convince other people how to be free. And I ask you also to to go and preach this word, and these signs will follow you because you believe. You'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. You'll speak with this new tongue. For you've not seen anything yet. When you see a whole courtyard full of people that can't walk, can't talk, can't hear, can't see, and when the power swoops in and they're all healed, for you've heard this scripture and they were healed, everyone. So be strong, for the darkness will be pushed back in these last days, and you'll see things in your generations that many before you have not got to see. So be strong. Be strong. Bida tosa. Boy, that's good. That's good. To understand how far we've fallen into religion and unbelief, is so few people can get healed in the meetings that are called healing meetings. It's fallen back so far. Somebody said, who's easiest to get healed, a sinner? You walk up to a sinner, you can get them healed because they're not accountable. That's why you have a lot of trouble getting a preacher healed. They're thoroughly accountable. Well, I prayed for you. Did it work? No. You ever thought of, would you pray for me? Have you ever thought of that? Would you pray for me? Have you ever thought, well, what's wrong with my own prayers? Carecio. Gianorecla oatia. Moe fibopa. Socolantumasa. He's making reference to moving by His Spirit and leaving some things here, for it'll be a shorter time that we come back than the last time. But in that tongue He was saying that what is taking root is going to multiply instead of lose its root system and pass away again. It's going to multiply. It's going to be nurtured. It's going to move forward into incredible things that you'll get to see. He's got people here that'll stay on that till it happens. So you're really in a good meeting tonight, especially if you're around this area, because these things will happen. So how many's been healed of anything this week? Wave your hand at me. See, this is not normal church. Yes? Somebody's going, oh no. Well, you're not doing it exactly like that. But you said he sounded like he's going to close, and I wanted prayer tonight. And I walked right past it when I heard it. You're going to climb up to a new height. Oh, goodness. How do signs and wonders sound to you? You know what? You got something that's real good for ministry. No quitting sense till you get to the top. It's like that. You'll pray and it won't seem like much is happening, and then you'll speak to some people and all of the sudden incredible things take place, and you go, oh my God. Then He'll show you why. But I'll tell you, the reason He could use you, because you're not going to stop. You're not going to stop. So whatever you were asking, that other thing you were asking in Jesus' name, it's coming to pass too. Let me look at them. You know what? He can climb a mountain. He climbs up mountain cliffs. I don't think I'll go with him anytime soon, you know. Well, you could use some help here, all right. You're 4 inches. You ready? Jesus' name. There it is. It's up there. It's up there now. Every bit of his back, he needs it. Of course, you'd do it if he didn't. We always have to give him extra reasons. You want me to check the rest of you? You were this far off. Chair. I don't know about you, but I'm having a pretty good time.
And you're doing all the talking.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Oh, go ahead. Yeah. I am. Oh my gosh. That's you hook your toe with that right leg more on the cliff edges. Wonder you're what, 2 inches? No, with the top, that would make it worse. You ready? You really ready? Father, in Jesus' name, release that now. Even Stephen. Does he have to leave with these back problems? I know when I was his age, I had them too, you know, but once you get 70. No. Yes, sir. Raise him. Pretty bad. In Jesus' name, no more back. You moved not that far. It's over. It's over. I hated it when I had my airplane. Couldn't get in it, hardly sat. If I put my a chair like that, I'd tilt it back, or would hit right there, and I'd shove real hard backwards, and it would sort of tilt that vertebrae back off my spine, the nerve endings. Man, it hurt. Yeah, I had believed in a new plane, or a used one, but I believed in a plane and couldn't get up off the floor. I allude to that once in a while because it's all gone. And it's on purpose that it's gone. Every time I start on a new subject in teaching or learning, it always throws me onto the love of God and say, and when he changed the chapters, covet earnestly the best gifts, healings, miracles, those ministries. And I'll show you a more excellent way. Though I speak with tongues of men and angels, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. He said, don't have love. Now he's shown you a more excellent way to do what? To go after, to covet earnestly the best gift. So instead of going after the working of miracles, if you go after the love of God with the same tenacity, you'd want to use that miracle-working power. That's a more excellent way. Yeah. you'll get it. Love never fails. And in the absence of fear, you're a lion. Tell me. What do you need? So that's what they think you. It could turn into it? No. Just plain no. Woo. One thing I found out about no's, you can pick your yeses, you can pick your no's, but you can't pick your friends. No. I'd sin if you were listening. He's going to do a couple of things. But one thing we have not covered in these meetings yet is the healing of hurts and stuff like that. There's healings is plural for a reason. He can take and trade your wound off. I mean, you hurt inside. It builds a stronghold there. A stronghold is a system of thought empowered by emotion. Somebody did you wrong and you carry it. You can't do that. See, I'm not talking to her now. See, I'm just saying, he loves you and he's going to heal you. In Jesus' name. Now I lay thee down to sleep. God's promise says he will keep. I could go on and on, but I don't like to intercept a stone. Especially when it's from your hand. I'd rather you be playing in a band. I get a lot of eyes rolled at me. I think you'll know who you are and what this is, but I have to say it, and I want to ask you, because he said you're being healed now. That's enough for me. You're being healed from excess bleeding, and you know what he means, and you know who you are. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. And she's up here for kidney transplants as recent as 2 weeks ago. She's a tough lady. And she's bleeding. How many believe she's healed? She believes. Well, the reason is because you are. You're going to notice the difference even when you go back to your chair. Kidney, everything. He's in on all of it. In the name of Jesus, thank you for healing her liver, kidneys, any area that bleeds. Stop. In Jesus' name. You're going to notice an energy increase. We recommend cooking for the preachers that visit, you know, when the tubs gets in. There you are. And now we see them once more times. Raise those arms up. Keep your eyes on her. In Jesus' name. Oh, well. That looked like a first.
Let's do the twist. Come on, baby.
I heard a song like that when I was young, I think.
All right. Watch her for a minute.
Oh, she got a little dizzy. She is healed. She is. Her blood, something in her system happened. When they operated, they did something. But something happened, and she's going to get that strength and her balance back. I think tomorrow night's really going to be interesting. Maybe some testimonies and some other things happening. Yes. And the, okay, and the exhortation will be, hallelujah. How many of you get free on just exhortations? I do. Sometimes I wish they'd shut up an hour early. Just leave me with the good little part. You know? Thank you, Jesus. Just being sure. Because I know how much he loves you. And everything I've done to increase everything, like fasting, praying, worship, private, everything. Every one of those roads dropped me off on one place. And that's another dose of the love of God. I'm talking about a dose that will operate. Perfect love casts out all fear. And fear has torment. The law of love. When he talked about this, he that hears my sayings and does them, let me show you to his like. He's a man that dig deep. He dug down past all the dirt, the leaves, till he hit a solid rock. And he built his foundation on it and called it doing his sayings. Well, if you wanted to find out what they were, the sixth chapter, they're back in verse 27. But I say unto you, and he ends it with that teaching. That man, he dug down so deep when he laid the house on that foundation, nothing to take it off, nothing. And this is what he was digging deep into. For I say unto you, love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Slap you in the face, turn the other one, takes your coat, don't ask it again. We think we're a loser. You're a winner. A man that digs down deep enough to do those things. When he said give, and he'll give back into you, heap down, pressed together, shaken down, measure, run it over. We use that for an offering. It wasn't talking about an offering. It's talking about the blood you was holding up in the presence of that. He comes and do good to them that hate you, despitefully use you and take away your goods. What he's saying, whatever that guy cost you to hold the blood of Jesus up to him, whatever he cost you, I'll shake it down, run it together, heap it over, and give it back to you. That's what he's talking about there. He has earaches. Hey, you know what? You're not going to have them anymore. You know what you can do? Are you mama?
I'm his aunt.
You're his aunt. I like that. You're going to say, hey, mommy, it don't hurt. Don't hurt anymore. Okay. Put your hand down just for a minute. And why wouldn't he do this? Huh? Prepare this ear now, in Jesus' name, no more pain. Yeah, that's okay. That'll be a habit for a while. It's gone. Oh my goodness, long-winded Dave. I think I'm getting to stop, and then, okay, somebody's appendix has been acting up. If you don't look out, somebody will come along and take it. Your appendix has been acting up. You want to keep it? In case you don't know, that be that pain in your side. Come on, hurry. Surely you don't think that there's nobody here. How many times did you think in your heart, your head, that, they're not here, and then they come up? Come on, you have that intermittent pain. Come here, come. Don't make me get a switch. Come. See, reason is saying this, because you've been wondering what it is. Come. Take your cliff climbing with you. Drive the face of a cliff with these hands. Yeah. Yes. Ow. Little vice there. Yes. And the good thing is, even if we don't know what they are, he heals you. And why again? Because he loves you. Because he loves you. And it's leaving. To be no more. Yes, Tata. Won't get those temperatures so often. I can't wait to see you the rest of the week, much less the next time I come. All right.
I'm so happy for you, because I know what happened. Well, I know tonight was unusual again, but it's okay. You've had enough practice doing regular church. Wherever you come from, I'm sure you've got a lot of Sundays practiced. Sit down, sing, be quiet, go home and eat. And I've preached a lot of meetings, but I can't really think of many that I've had as much fun with as in this level that I've been having here. I like Florida. It's my pleasure. I'll give you back to Bronk.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together. Give somebody a squeeze next to you. Make sure they're still alive. Hallelujah. Wasn't that wonderful? Thank you, Jesus. You are blessed, and tomorrow night we're going to be here for more power and more glory. Be blessed, and we'll see you tomorrow night at 7 p.m. God bless. May the Lord go with you. Amen.